Rock's infamous 27 Club already existed by the late 60s. Tragically young deaths by famous musicians all at the age of 27. In rapid succession, the world lost both Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin, but they were bookended by the exact same date 2 years apart. Today's date, July 3rd in 1969 and 1971, with the deaths of Brian Jones and Jim Morrison. We're looking back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox. Brian Jones was the original leader of the Rolling Stones, but his personal life got the better of him. And by the time of the recording sessions for the Let It Bleed album, his contributions were minimal. His substance abuse was out of control, and Mick Jagger and Keith Richards went to his home and fired him, replacing him in the band with Mick Taylor. Just a few weeks later, he was found by his girlfriend having drowned in his own pool on July 3rd, 1969.
What a drag it is getting old.
The Stones went on with a gig just 2 days later at Hyde Park in London that turned into a tribute to Brian Jones, and he was laid to rest the following week. Bill Wyman and Charlie Watts were the only members of the Stones to attend his funeral. 2 years later to the day, July 3rd, 1971, another life filled with rock star excess ended when Jim Morrison was found in the bathtub of his Paris apartment, also by his girlfriend.
When the music's over, turn up the light.
He had fled to Paris during the mixing sessions of the LA Woman album. His physical, emotional, and creative well-being were of concern to those closest to him, who still held out hope that he would be able to pull through his personal issues. But in the years that followed, both deaths have been surrounded by controversy. Fans have taken issue with the officially listed causes of death, the circumstances, and created conspiracy theories. But what is true is that two of rock's most important figures were taken at such an incredibly young age, exactly 2 years apart, when Brian Jones of the Rolling Stones died on July 3rd, 1969, and Jim Morrison of the Doors died on July 3rd, 1971. As we looked back in the classic rock calendar on 95.9 The Fox.
This is the end. Beautiful friend, this is the end.